This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, riding on a runaway train.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Riding on a runaway train, getting control of your busy life. For years, I've used the example of a runaway train as a comparison to my busy, on-the-go, overscheduled, out-of-control life. It's like I'm riding on a speeding train of which I'm supposed to be in control. The problem is, instead of being seated comfortably in the engine car at the front, I'm barely hanging on to the ladder on the back of the caboose, trying to not fall off. The train keeps speeding along with no way for me to get control from the caboose. I start pulling my way forward one train car at a time, first through one, then another, then even a third. Look at me, I'm making some real progress here. It won't be long now, and I will have this train back under control. Then, wouldn't you know it, the train hits a bump. I lose my grip and catch the caboose as it goes by. Now I get to start clawing my way back toward the front all over again. How am I ever going to get this crazy train called life under control? If you've ever felt like this, then here are some ideas that might help. Have a plan. This is where gaining control starts. How are you going to make it to the engine? The key is not to quit. Don't ever let go of your train unless you're dead. As long as you're still alive, you can do something about your situation. You need to be intentional about how you want your train to operate. Review the past. Look back at what has worked and what hasn't. What was it that caused you to lose your grip from the train? Determining this will help you to know how to hold on as you move forward next time. Find your purpose. God has given each of us specific talents that fit who we are created to be. It is up to us to find out what they are and put them to good use. This determines who we are and what kind of train we have. Is it a freight train, a passenger train, or maybe something different? Don't overload your train. Once you have determined what kind of train you're on, you can decide what kind of cars it should have. Most likely, there are some that will need to be disconnected and left behind. Overloading your train is a very common problem. Most of us think we have a super train that can pull as many cars as we hook onto it. It's okay if we don't pull them all. They might fit in someone else's train better, or are just a waste of good fuel. Who knows, maybe you will need to add some different cars. The important thing is to know how many are too many and which ones don't belong. Get help from other trains. Sometimes when our trains are overloaded, there are others that can help us with our load. Maybe they can give us a push, a pull, or take some of our cars. It's okay to get help. Our train isn't the only one. If we get our load right, then we are better prepared to help other trains when they need help. In this world, there's no such thing as a perfect train. We will never have complete control or a ride without any bumps. What is important is to not give up or quit. Keep working to make your train better. Be aware and understand what your train should be. Work every day to make your train the best train it can be. And remember, enjoy the ride.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.